People have taken to social distancing outdoors. But that can come with its own set of risks. Researchers say, watch out for ticks. Sabrina Garone has more.
Beaches and parks have become popular places to social distance to help prevent the spread of coronavirus. But Sarah Titer says she's noticed that people are not as careful as they should be when enjoying the outdoors.
A lot of people are really hyper-focused on social distancing and, you know, doing the appropriate things to prevent themselves from the COVID virus, and rightfully so. But, you know, I am very much concerned that they are not really doing the necessary steps to prevent themselves from being bitten by a tick.
Titer works for the Global Lyme Alliance in Stamford. The group does research, education, and outreach to help prevent tick-borne diseases.
Connecticut does have an increase in the number of ticks, and we've been seeing that year to year.
Connecticut and Long Island are hotspots for tick-borne illnesses like Lyme disease. Dr. Scott Campbell heads Suffolk County's Arthropod-Borne Disease Laboratory in Yaphank.
When it comes to Suffolk County, it's approximately 600 cases that are identified. CDC did a study and found that probably majority of the cases are not identified or reported in Lyme disease. So we know that this number is underreported.
Which makes identifying the symptoms of Lyme disease even more important.
It's a summertime flu, so malaise, achiness, muscle achiness, fever, and then there's about 50 to 60% of the people will get a rash from the bite site, and that's actually the bacteria moving through the skin.
It takes 24 hours for a tick to transmit Lyme disease. Most recover quickly, but 20% of people can be left with long-term disabilities like stiff joints, impaired memory, and facial nerve palsy. And all of that could sound scary, but Titer says preventing Lyme disease isn't complicated.
We, you know, definitely want people to go outside and be able to go out and enjoy the outdoors, but it's also but being aware and being tick aware is very important.
Being tick aware, covering your neck, wearing long sleeves, applying tick repellent, and tucking pant legs into socks. Another tip, throw dirty clothes in the dryer after a hike. That'll remove and kill ticks. Suffolk County legislator Bridget Fleming of Sag Harbor says she's concerned this is going to be a bad year for ticks.
The good news about Lyme and the other tick-borne diseases is that they are entirely preventable if people have the information they need and take the steps that they need to take care of themselves.
Fleming helped facilitate a county-run study last year that showed infection rates of tick-borne diseases in Suffolk County. Her district in eastern Long Island was among the most affected. She says while coronavirus has Long Islanders a little distracted right now, avoiding Lyme disease is something we have more control over.
While we're in this coronavirus crisis, and you want to compare the two, on the one hand with the coronavirus, you can't see, you know, what's making you sick or what will potentially make you sick. Ticks you can see for the most part.
Check your body for ticks, head to toe, front to back. Ticks like to hide. And do the same with your pets.
The parks are being very heavily used. People are getting outdoors. And that's a good thing. We want people to be outdoors. We want people to be in the sunlight. We want fresh air. All those things are very good for mental health and physical health. But you just need to realize that when you're doing that, you are going into tick country.
And now's the time to be vigilant. Health professionals say tick-borne diseases can take a toll on a person's immune system, making them more vulnerable to COVID-19. Sabrina Garone, WSHU News.